At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Hurricane Harvey has been tough for most in Houston, but even tougher for immigrants without papers. KERA's Stella Chavez caught up with an undocumented couple whose rental house in South Houston was trashed by flooding.
Nancy Vasquez goes through her little girl's shoes, purple sneakers, pink Minnie Mouse slippers, white sandals. Every one of them is wet. Some are moldy. This is the mess left by Harvey inside the family's rental home in Southeast Houston. The night of the flood was terrifying.
I didn't sleep. Around 4 in the morning, I was starting to doze off when I asked him to see what was happening. I could hear the water, and it smelled bad.
Nancy, her husband Johnny, and their 7-year-old daughter Diana prayed. The water was already inside their home. A tree crashed onto the roof, and part of the ceiling cracked open. They knew they had to escape and take their chances walking through chest-deep water. Dad put daughter on his back. He carried their family's white French poodle in one arm and held onto his wife with the other. Nancy was scared. She doesn't know how to swim. Johnny tried to reassure her.
La ansiedad es lo peor enemigo de uno.
Anxiety and fear is a person's worst enemy. I was trying to tell her that nothing bad was going to happen.
The family eventually reached dry land and waited to be rescued along Interstate 45. Now they spend their days cleaning up the rental home. Their landlord says they have to be out soon. They're staying with a friend from church. They worry about the future.
No tenemos familia.
We don't have family here. We don't have anywhere to go. We have to start over.
Starting over won't be easy. Both parents are undocumented. They say their daughter was born in the U.S., so they should qualify for FEMA help. They've been told by the agency, though, that they can't be approved until Diana's citizenship is verified. They don't know how long that'll be. FEMA confirms that those are the rules, but didn't say how long the process would take. The other problem? Neither of them have been able to work. He works for a company that installs carpet and flooring. He drives a company van, which was damaged in the flood, too.
I've told them my hands are tied. They keep calling me to work, but they're not telling me they're going to get me another car.
Nancy, who was born in Mexico City, is a makeup artist and worked out of their home. Johnny, who's Salvadoran, has money saved up, but it's not nearly enough. Tears flow every time Nancy talks about their situation.
There isn't a lot of help for people like us. We've never asked for assistance, and now that we have, there isn't.
So it's back to cleaning out the house and to waiting. In Houston, Stella Chavez, KERA News.
The city of Dallas consolidated its shelters for Harvey evacuees into the big mega shelter downtown. Among the 2,000 evacuees are children who need to go to school. KERA's Bill Siebel reports.
We're at the Walnut Hill Recreation Center a few miles north of downtown Dallas. It was the city's first shelter set up for Harvey evacuees. Some who fled Hurricane Harvey have been here nearly a week already. That's given Crystal Braddock from the Houston suburb of Pasadena a chance to get her bearings and figure out her kids' school options.
I left early before the storm. Something just told me just to get out, so I left. I have 7 kids, so I just wanted to be on the safe side because we got stuck during Hurricane Ike, and I didn't want to go through that again.
At the shelter, Braddock learned about Good Shepherd Episcopal School, the private campus located near the rec center. It offered free classes and transportation. Braddock took the offer. Son Armani, who's 9, likes it.
The people here are nice. I went to art.
Head of Good Shepherd, Julie McLeod, realized quickly that her school was close to the shelter. That's when she worked fast with her team to bring shelter kids to Good Shepherd.
We knew we needed to try to pull something together to make it a memorable first day of school for them and also to give them a little more normalcy in their world. Right now it's pretty turned upside down. And to give the parents a little bit of time to start thinking through some of their options and things like that.
McLeod says the experience has been memorable for all the kids at Good Shepherd. Heaven Boatner is an 11-year-old fifth grader from Houston. What did she do at Good Shepherd?
Play games, do work, and go to recess and PE.
And what did she learn?
Show respect, be kind, and be playful and helpful.
This helpful school plan isn't expected to last forever. Good Shepherd stepped up temporarily, in part because it could, according to McLeod.
Being an independent school and a smaller one, too, you're a little more nimble, right? So we don't have to turn a Titanic. We just have to turn our little ship.
The big ship is the Dallas Independent School District. Superintendent Michaelina Hosa says more than 100 evacuees have already started in Dallas ISD. The state considers student evacuees in shelters to be homeless. That means they're entitled to an education in the local public school. Inahosa says the district is ready for students who've been traumatized by the storm and may still be.
The ones that come here are the ones that have nowhere else to go. And so we'll just kind of play it by ear. We're prepared no matter what. Luckily, we have capacity at a number of schools.
Students staying in shelters will attend Dallas schools nearest to them. Transportation's provided. Inahosa says the district wants to make school as worry-free as possible for families in shelters.
They don't have to worry about shot records. They don't have to worry about other records. We have 30 days to get shot records. We have all kinds of time to get other records because these students are actually designated as homeless, and school is comfortable and familiar to them, even if it's in a different location.
Inahosa says Dallas ISD learned a lot from Hurricane Katrina in 2005 when the district welcomed students fleeing that storm. One lesson, he doesn't figure this to end anytime soon.
So this could be several weeks and months. I expect that we'll have a significant number of students here when the calendar turns to 2018.
How many? Inahosa's not sure, but says he wouldn't be surprised if at least 500 students end up in Dallas schools. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.
There's a 20% chance of rain in the forecast through tonight. Otherwise, sunny skies, a high getting up to around 93, overnight low near 67. It's 78 degrees in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth,